I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for December 17, 2025. New details emerged in court on Tuesday about last week's fatal shooting at Kentucky State University. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
A Franklin District Court judge reduced bond for Jacob Lee Bard from $1 million to $100,000 and sent the case to a grand jury. Bard, of Evansville, Indiana, is charged with murder and assault in the December 9th shooting that killed one student and injured another. During a preliminary hearing on Tuesday, Frankfort Police Detective Laura Marco testified that before the shooting, Bard and his wife were attempting to remove their two sons from a KSU dormitory because of concerns for their safety. She told the court that the Bards had met with university officials to discuss the situation beforehand and that they were escorted by campus security to the dorm. Marco said video footage of the shooting showed, quote, multiple people attacking multiple people before the gun went off. I'm Curtis Tate in Frankfort.
Lexington ended its 250th anniversary celebration with an event at the Central Bank Downtown Center. The city was originally founded in 1775, 1 year before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The anniversary celebrated Lexington with monthly exhibits and presentations highlighting the city's history, culture, and economic contributions. Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton hosted a conference Monday evening, marking the end of the year-long festivities. She says the goal was to reach Lexingtonians from every walk of life.
It's been a lot of hard work by many people, but a lot of fun. And this was truly a grassroots celebration all year long, bringing together thousands of our residents from every corner of our city.
Gorton says she's hopeful people will look back to this year's celebration, 50 years later, as a benchmark for the city. Medical marijuana is now for sale in Kentucky as the state's first fully licensed dispensary has opened its doors in Ohio County. As Lisa Autry reports, operations will be limited as supply catches up with the demand.
Nearly 500 people turned out over the weekend as the Post dispensary held a soft opening at its location in Beaver Dam. Owner Trip Hoffman says the dispensary opened with about 1,000 units of medical cannabis.
Right now, we only have flower and merchandise. We sell vaporizers. We sell grinding trays. We think that there will be edibles in the form of gummies probably in late January, so it's going to be a slow rollout.
Kentucky prohibits medical marijuana from being smoked in its raw form, so patients are limited to vapors, edibles, pills, beverages, and topicals. The dispensary's only supplier right now is Farmtucky, a cultivator in Nicholasville. The Post expects to run out of product this week and shut down until early January to allow supplies to replenish. Four cultivators are approved to grow medical marijuana in Kentucky, and nearly 24,000 residents have been issued cards required to purchase the product. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Some police will reveal the locations of the license plate reader cameras they use to monitor traffic, and others won't. This is according to findings from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. KYCIR's latest report found the Lexington Police Department posts a map of camera locations online, but in Louisville, LMPD keeps the locations secret and says revealing them would compromise public safety. Attorney Michael Seufer works as the Institute for Justice, a nonprofit law firm. He questions such secrecy by police.
On the one hand, they're saying these cameras are just capturing people at public locations where no one has any expectation of privacy. And on the other, by the way, the locations of the cameras are super secret.
He says license plate readers enable police to map residents' daily routines, even people who aren't under criminal investigation. You can learn more about these stories and others when you visit us online at weku.org and the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.